You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. As the colder weather is approaching, it is very important to please remember that cats and kittens, especially strays, are frequently attracted to the warmth of engines in recently driven cars. If your car is parked on the street or a driveway, please be sure to check for cats and other furry critters before starting the engine. You can also try banging on the hood and maybe honking your horn a few times to scare away a cat who may be napping in the engine compartment. These steps only take a few minutes, and they could possibly save a life. Remember, check before you drive. Saturday, October 11th, from 1 to 3 p.m., it's the Minocqua Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department open house. They invite you to join them for some family fun, including kids' games, child car seat checks, Smokey the Bear, station tours, big truck equipment viewing, education stations, kids' combat challenges, and fun for everyone. This is located at Station 1, which is on 9589 West Clawson Drive in Minocqua, and is once again taking place Saturday, October 11th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Low barrier access to food and care items makes up something called the Hope Fridge. Lisa Hale reports.
The Hope Fridge returns to Oshkosh. It's now nestled under a tree in a corner outside of Trinity Episcopal Church on Algoma Boulevard. A coalition of nonprofit organizations, churches, Winnebago County Public Health, and many dedicated volunteers came together to fill the gaps for those facing food insecurity in the area. The Hope Fridge is a mutual aid service operating on the simple principle, take what you need, leave what you can. This public fridge, freezer, and pantry offer a safe and easily accessible space where anyone can access food anytime. Father Chris Corbin is the rector at Trinity Episcopal Church, and he said hosting the Hope Fridge satisfies part of the church's mission.
We are very committed to being with those who are on the margins of society. That is something that is part of our identity. And so all of that is to say that we believe profoundly in grace, and so any ways that we can live into and extend that grace to others are really important for us.
Support for the Hope Fridge comes from more than just nonprofits and community volunteers. Oshkosh City Manager Rebecca Grill.
Too often we speak about somebody needs to do something, and all of you are the somebodies for the city, for those people that need just some help. You're helping to preserve their dignity, their self-respect.
Corbin said the Hope Fridge will need help from the community.
We really do want this to be an entirely community-owned project, but we can always stand to have more people stop by and drop off food.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Press County Public Health would like to remind you that they do have flu shots available. There are three different flu shots available this year: Fluzone Trivalent, Flu Block, and High-Dose Flu Vaccines. And they will also be having walk-in community flu clinics again this year. But if you can't make it to a walk-in, you can give their office a call to schedule an appointment at 715-339-3054. The next walk-in clinic is taking place at the Ogama Public Library between 11:30 to 12:30. Once again, that is October 13th at the Ogama Public Library between 11:30 to 12:30 for a walk-in flu vaccination clinic. Wednesday, from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m., North Central Technical College is hosting a basic technology help session at the Park Falls Public Library. Confused about your smartphone, computer, tablet, or other device? Well, no need to worry. Kathy will be available to help with personalized technology support. Once again, this is taking place from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Eight candidates want to challenge incumbent 6th Congressional District Representative Glenn Grothman. Lisa Hale looks at one.
The Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin is over 10 months away. However, there are already 9 declared candidates. One of those candidates is Aaron Wojciechowski of Oshkosh, and he's no stranger to the political process. Wojciechowski, 28, is often referred to as Wojo. He made his first political run at the age of 19, serving on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, then on the Oshkosh Common Council. He said he wasn't going to run for office again, but caught the inspiration to do so during a No Kings rally earlier this year.
But in that moment, I thought, you know, if not me, then who? And if not now, when?
Wojciechowski says his major platform issue is affordability.
Everywhere you go, who you talk to, regardless of their politics, it's, you know, my rent has gotten higher, my electricity's gotten higher, groceries are still going up, gas is going up. Life is becoming too unaffordable for anyone in low-income middle class to afford.
A former teacher in the Oshkosh Area School District and current Assistant Director of Student Activities at Lawrence University, Wojciechowski says he will stand out from the 6 other Democratic candidates in the primary.
One of the things I've always led with is empathy. And I think we need more of that, less of this divisiveness, less of this name-calling and just, you know, fiery rhetoric that is leading to violence. We need someone who can kind of simmer people down, bring people together, and have these meaningful conversations.
The 7 Democrats running for the 6th Congressional District will face off in a Democratic primary on August 11th. On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Game 2 is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning Game 1, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday. Up 1-0, down 1-0. So it, I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Far more fall-like today with partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s. Skies becoming mostly clear tonight, a chilly night with a low near 37. Some frost possible to start the day on Tuesday, otherwise sunny and cool with a high of 61. Current temperature is 46.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.